This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Mike Shope.
Name any word in less than a second. I will tell you how many letters are in it. But I cannot do anything mechanically. I don't even know how to put a game together for three-year-olds.
And the Bulldog.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Some surely wondered last Thursday, is Mike not here because of that Jordan Love MVP bet that he talked Joe Ostrowski into, and then Jordan Love went and got hurt, and I don't know. There might be some truth to that. Joe, I just couldn't bear to have to. No, that's not true at all. It was my birthday, so took the weekend off. Joe Ostrowski with us on the Western Hotline, the host of BetQL Daily, and also he can be heard Sunday mornings here on the BetQL Network and on the Odyssey app. Also, the Bet 1520 hosting during Sunday mornings with Jason Lockenfora. Sorry, Joe. I mean, I guess it's not dead, but, you know, he got hurt again, Jordan Love. What are we supposed to do here?
Happy belated.
Thank you.
They run by. It was fine. Not a big deal. And you've got a team that has completely quit on the season coming up this weekend, the Chicago Bears. So I think it might look back on track, because if you look at history, it'll tell you that the Packers should take care of business, even though the Bears were bet yesterday somehow. They always come around on the Bears at some point. Fire everyone, change ownership, even though that's never, ever going to happen. We don't care where they put the new stadium, and then they come around to betting the team midweek.
I think I saw today that no player on the Bears has ever beaten the Packers as a member of the Bears. Don't they play twice a year?
Yeah, that sounds right. There's a it's a 10-game winning streak right now, straight up and against the spread right now for the Green Bay Packers. In the last 28 times that they've played, I'm going back to 2010. Let's see. The Bears have won 3 times out of 28.
Okay. That's Bills Patriots.
This is Bills Patriots in the 2000s is what this is.
Yeah. I think a lot of cities have something like that. I don't know. Well, that's even though Bears fans got mad, I'm like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers does own you. And he would say it at the stadium.
Do something about it.
He still takes pride in it. I saw him in an interview a few weeks ago. They were talking about how great the NFC North is. He's like, yeah, there's 3 good teams. And this is when the Bears were actually looking decent.
I mean, it is pretty bleak with all the hype this year, and with good reason, the enthusiasm about Caleb Williams and that offense. Now the coordinator is out.
Right. Not normally, you know, it's not a team with the first pick that was that terrible, so they can hit the ground running, and then they supplemented, too, by getting Keenan Allen, and just really got sideways in a hurry.
Yeah, I know you've got bigger fish to fry this week, but it's the same thing. It's a team, and I think it's an important lesson for the NFL. It's they can't figure out how to get everybody on track, everybody on the same schedule. They're always chasing something. And then, okay, we never want a completely clean house. So the problem is you have coaches, you have GMs that inherit quarterbacks they don't want, and then they've got to get their own guy, and in the process, let's fire this guy, and then they're just always chasing. And why aren't these quarterbacks working? They always get bust. Well, maybe because you keep changing offenses again, and that's what I was disappointed in. Yes, you got Caleb. Yes, you surrounded him with weapons, but you had a holdover at head coach and not an offensive-minded head coach at that. And let's bring in Shane Waldron. And right now my question is, and I was fine with getting rid of Waldron, but who's coaching the most important thing in your organization, the most important person? I don't know. It's Thomas Brown, the guy that took over the play calling duties in the middle of the Carolina Panthers' disastrous season a year ago. so that's where your franchise is learning from things, right now.
Things are looking up. Last Bears quarterback to beat Green Bay is Mitch Trubisky, by the way, in 2018. Well, by bigger fish, you probably were referring to Bills Chiefs. Uh-huh. Is it not incredible that any two teams could play this often in a relatively short period of time and have it be that this will be probably the seventh consecutive meeting where the spread was three or less? And it's also six straight when it's less than three. I mean, these great rivalries over the years, I mean, once in a while, one team is like a 4-point favorite at home or there's an injury or something. I mean, and the perception probably is a little bit deceiving because the Chiefs have the championships, but these two teams have played it so close, or at least the expectations have been that in these recent meetings, and for the most part, so have the games been.
Yeah, there are a couple of matchups this week. It's a great slate that we have. And as you're talking, I'm also thinking Ravens Steelers, but they are in the same division. It is fascinating. And so what does it say? I thought at this point in the week, with the injury information that we currently have, I thought this number would be taking a dip more. And it's not. It's 2 or 2.5 everywhere. I thought the 2.5s were going to be gone because
Mahomes.
We're all sick of hearing it. It's Mahomes as an underdog. We do it every single time. And you have your segment of people that say, why do they keep making Mahomes an underdog? I know it doesn't look pretty right now. And last week, of course, call it lucky, call it whatever you want. Probably shouldn't have won the game, but they find a way. That's how they got here at 9-0. There are a lot of people making their own power rankings, own numbers. You know, we do it on our show. I know you guys do it in reverse style. And there are a lot of people 9-0 that don't have Kansas City as the best team in football. And I agree with that. I put Detroit as number one for mine, for whatever that's worth. But, it is amazing. It is so close. The market telling us that Buffalo's a little bit better on a neutral field. But we've seen that. We've seen that in the past over the last couple of years with San Francisco, and they just find a way. The Mahomes underdog, everybody's sick of hearing it, but it's true. And 14 times, he's won 11 of them. And he's lost one against the spread. One, 2022, to your Bills. So,
yep.
I mean, it's public. It's easy. It feels too easy. But if it covers again, you don't want to be kicking yourself.
But, right.
But some people do. And you can tease the Chiefs to 8.5. I know you don't want to say this in the NFL, but what is the likelihood that the Chiefs lose by 9 or more?
Well,
how many times have we seen that?
I would just say that for me, one, this is a little too easy maybe, or biased or both, but one game script I can see here is like there's a turnover, it's 14-0 Bills, and the Chiefs are like, all right, let's just exhale.
Let's just take one
because
here.
they're not scoring.
It's
coming.
Yeah, you know it's happening. And some people are picking this to be the week.
They're not scoring. Like, there's 14-0. If the Bills are down 14-0, like, they can do that. I mean, listen to me, right? Kansas City can't. But they're just not scoring this year in a way that they've been ahead in all these games. So they're all ending kind of the same way, where they hold on or just like there's a garbage time touchdown against them.
With the exception of last week. They were behind almost all game last week and then went ahead in the fourth quarter and then, of course, got that field goal block.
Right.
Joe, I'm curious how much, if at all, like a game that takes on what this Bills-Chiefs matchup, you know, does bring on. Like, it's a lot more attention. It feels like a playoff game, even though it's still November. What kind of impact, if any, does that have on the pros, on the betting markets? Like, is there an opportunity to like, take advantage of people because more people are coming into the big top? Or like, how does that have any impact?
It's for this specific instance. I think there are a few games this week where, yes, going to be popular. People want in on it. Everybody's going to be watching. People are going to be betting the games. And it seems like they're betting both sides. It's good two-way action. So I don't think that you're going to see a ton of movement. And again, like I'm surprised that we haven't gotten here. Maybe in 24 hours when we get injury designations, with Kincaid especially, I think that is something that a lot of people are waiting on. Because as we all know, Chiefs, awful, the worst in the league against tight ends this year, and with Coleman already out, we're waiting on Cooper as well. Like, what about worst case scenario where it's all of them? You don't know that you're going to get any of the three, and then what does the line move to? But it sounds like it's two-way action. It's going to be the public lining up on the Chiefs, and there are some, you know, guys with bigger bets that will be doing that as well. Yep. They're like, look, this has worked for me. I'm just going to keep on doing it. I just don't care. It's Patrick Mahomes. I'm not going to ask too many questions, and I'm getting points. I subscribe to the theory, Patrick Mahomes, as an underdog, less than three, you just take them and you don't ask questions. In the situation like last week, I was on the Broncos. When the Chiefs are favored by a lot, you want to go against them. And you just take them as an underdog because it's worked so often. So I understand that line of thinking for sure.
And that line, by the way, moved sharply down last Sunday from like 9 to 7. Or Denver.
Immediate. Yes. Yeah, it closed 7, which was amazing because it was almost 10 to start the week.
Not that you won't find this out in plenty of time, but there was good news on Cooper today. He spoke after the practice today and said he feels like he should be able to play on Sunday. I mean, that's not ironclad yet. But, you know, so.
Yeah, Kincaid did not practice.
Yeah, Kincaid has not practiced.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Joe Ostrowski, our guest. Joe, we talked about this yesterday for a minute. Maybe you can help me read this. So looking at the futures at BetMGM, the Bills, the number is 12.5 wins. They're 8-2. So 5-2 the rest of the way to clear that. The under is -120. So there's a slight market expectation that the Bills will not get to 13 wins. Okay, right? Kansas City over 14.5 is -150. So that is 15-2 or better, a 3-game difference, and where the minus money is. It doesn't make sense to me that this would be like that for the Bills to be favored in this game. Like, are the futures, maybe I'm missing something, are the futures players playing the Chiefs to win this game and then cruise, or lose this game and then somehow like just still get to 15 wins? They could. Or is there a misread on my part?
So, if they win this one, it's Carolina. Okay?
Yep.
So now we're at 11. Then it's Vegas. And now we're probably at 12, probably, even though they beat the Chiefs last year. See, the hard part, I don't know about reading too much into it because, okay, if the Chiefs win this game, now it's a 3-game lead for the one seed. Mahomes and Reed, what are they doing in those last two games if they mean nothing?
What if they're 15-0?
Yeah. Are they going for history, or are they saying, who cares, we're going for this other history, which we care much more about, instead of the undefeated season? We remember that with the Patriots year. It doesn't mean anything if you don't have that title at the end. So that's what I find. If anything, I would probably go under, because I think there's a real shot that in the last 2 weeks, or at least the last week for sure, that they're not playing anybody. And then if that comes down to your win total, I'd hate to be in that position.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you think the Bills win the game, this game goes Kansas City 9-1, Buffalo 9-2, And then you're going to be happy you have over 12.5 Bills wins. I mean, it's Kansas City they're playing this week. I mean, they finished Patriots, Jets, Patriots. And then the Chiefs, you know, still could be what the incentives are there. But you need them to lose three games to win the over or the underside of that, where it's plus money, and this would be one.
So the Bills, most likely, I don't know about most likely, but there's a good chance that, the games at the very end all matter. Last week at New England, does that matter? You know, you get them twice in the last 3 weeks. My point being, man, it's going to be so challenging because, Bulldog, we talked about it last week, how it's scary to think about playing the Bengals in a 2-7 to start the playoffs. And they end up losing, and I'm sitting here still looking at the Bengals, possibly getting that 7, how scary that would be. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, you wouldn't say it publicly, but maybe if that's a situation, you would prefer to slide down to the 3 spot.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely don't want any part of the Bengals if they get there. I would say that. I almost can't believe I'm about to ask you this, but you mentioned how the Chiefs have had a tough time defending tight ends. And we know Kincaid hasn't practiced already yet this week, and so we'll see if he can make it to the game tomorrow. Is obviously pivotal for that. Any interest in Dawson Knox? Like, he's had decent games against Kansas City. Like, I don't know, can you press the button to bet on something for Knox? I don't know, receptions, yards, even a touchdown?
I absolutely would. Absolutely. If that's the situation, if he's out or it's not looking good, maybe limited reps, something like that, I think Dawson Knox is a great look because you should be getting some value. I don't see anything posted at the time, and that makes perfect sense because so much is up in the air. But yeah, I would take a look at going the tight end that we think is going to get the most work for the Bills. Makes perfect sense to me.
Joe, I saw a clip from your show this morning. Bulldog, are you able to guide Joe in one direction or another on the Colts? So they play the Jets. You've had a lot to say about the Jets, famously here in this room. What might you advise Joe, who seemed unsure of what to do about the Colts with Richardson?
I would hop on the Colts.
All right.
Yes.
I would.
Minus four.
I would just look. I would Richardson anytime touchdown. Like I would go. I would think that him going back in, they're going to give him every chance to show why, well, we still believe in him and give him the best look at having a game. And I don't know how much, I don't know what kind of stomach the Jets have for tackling anyone at this point, especially a 6'5", 250-pound quarterback.
Good point.
Did you hear Ulbrich had a tackling session?
Like, yeah. Before week 11.
These are pros.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. There, in no world would I ever bet the Jets. It's Colts or nothing. So I certainly agree with that. I just, from the outside, what the hell is going on in that organization?
Mm-hmm.
You go Flacco for the rest of the season. You make this big declaration. Then you come back a couple of weeks later after he taps out on the team. And then you're like, okay, now it's Richardson. It's, yeah. Yeah, I do think Colts or nothing is the play. Who are the Jets to be favored by more than a field goal over anybody in this league, let alone a team that I think is kind of average? Pittman's back this week, so I do like the look there. I'm just confused about what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, well,
the ownership probably getting involved.
I saw a clip here of a defensive player. His name is escaping me here, but talking about how they had, like, the leadership group of the team had a meeting with Richardson to, like, sort things out, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, we still got a long way to go, but we made good progress. Like, they're telling you that there is a huge problem there, or there has been a huge problem with people on the team and Richardson and how dug in he is, how hard he works, whatever it is. There's something that isn't adding up there.
Okay.
But you said this morning, too, like there's just this maybe this weird cult of people that bet the Jets for some reason. I think I'm a part of it. I'm an unofficial member.
Are you?
I liked them last week, minus one at Arizona. I mean, they were a road favorite against a first-place team last week, and they got killed.
Do you like them this week?
Yes, because I am a sucker. I am a sucker for lines that don't. Well, I might do that. I might be the opposite of you on this. It'd be the Jets or nothing, because I'm a sucker for a line that I just can't. It's just hilariously weird to me.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I understand.
Which is the, what was the game recently?
Doesn't make sense.
Was it a couple of weeks ago we had a game? Was it a Jet game? Like, teams are 6-0 in the last 30 years when they had a record four. It was a Jet game. They had a record four games worse than their opponent, and they were favored. It was who the Jets beat.
The Texans.
That was it. A Thursday night. That's right.
Right.
That was the game. And like, I'm pounding the Jets in that game. I mean, why are they favored against Houston? And they were pretty decisive winners.
Yeah, was that 6-2 and 2-6?
That's right.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Joe, who do you like tonight?
Eagles. Okay. I'm on the Eagles. I think it's really interesting. So now the Commanders are actually playing some good defenses. I'm not trying to take anything away from Daniels and what he's accomplished. But last week, Pittsburgh and Chicago, they needed the fail Mary in that one to win there. But, you know, the Eagles defense, what Vic Fangio has done has been shocking. I've been on the Eagles all offseason and throughout the year, and I didn't expect the defense to be playing as well as they are right now. And just as far as a balanced team, I think they're one of the best ones in the league. They're up there. The offensive success, I certainly expected. And Saquon probably even better than I was expecting coming into the year. But what we've seen on defense, they're 5-0 since the bye. It's certainly fair to say, hey, they haven't really played anybody. Jacksonville, Dallas with their last couple of weeks. But Hurts is on a roll. And it wouldn't surprise me if they went on the big stage here that maybe he's going to be for real a part.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Part of the conversation for MVP, something that I've been talking about throughout the year. 16 total touchdowns, one interception in his last five games. I think he's in a good spot. I do like the Eagles, and the Commanders coming off that close loss against the Steelers, and in a matter of days, you go Steelers defense, you go Vic Fangio and this Eagles defense.
Right.
Daniels had a rough week. 202 passing yards, only 5 rushing yards last week, and the quick turnaround for a rookie. I do like Philly.
Too bad for Washington. They made that trade for Lattimore, and I'll bet fans of theirs were like, oh, well, fine. If he doesn't play right away, just be ready for Philly. Right? Yep. Like, I really would like to have him against A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, and still out, so tough break there for him.
Hurts to 10 rushing touchdowns. He's still blistering pace here. Allen's been a little bit more quiet this year in that category. Real quick, Survivor pick. There are some decent options.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit's the obvious one.
Yep.
You know, let me throw out a couple large point spreads that I wouldn't jump in on, just where I think something funky can happen. San Francisco, Seattle, that number's 6.5. I never like divisional matchups. Seahawks coming off the bye in a very desperate spot, and it might take a couple weeks before we see the good CMC. So that one I'd be a little scared of. And same thing with Miami. There was a big line move yesterday on that one. Sam is all over the Raiders in that spot. Also coming off the bye, coming off a offensive coordinator change. I don't really have a quarterback, but, you know, with Pierce over the last couple of years, when you least expect it, he's able to rally his team. And they show up and play hard when you least expect it. And I was not impressed with anything that I saw from Tua and company on Monday night. So that one would scare me a little bit. Mm-hmm. So Detroit is a good spot. Houston against Dallas. And, of course, we talked about the Green Bay-Chicago history. That's not bad.
Tonight?
Levis against Flores. Flores' defense with Minnesota.
Yep.
The Rams going to New England. I think there's some good options.
Maybe tonight. If you liked it pretty solidly, could do that.
Maybe, yeah.
But there are some bigger spreads, like you said. Joe, very good. Glad to have you on, as always. Really appreciate the time you give us. Thanks and good luck this week.
Of course. Can I ask you one quick question?
Please.
Keep it super short. Tyson or Paul?
Bulldog?
Talk to you next week, Joe.
You're not going to watch it.
No. I usually don't bet on 58-year-old boxers.
No.
Paul or nothing.
Everybody has an opinion on this.
Everyone on earth wants Tyson to eat this guy's face, right?
That's all the money.
But,
Paul's the favorite, and they're getting 8% of the bets.
Couldn't Mike Tyson literally do that? Eat someone's face? He came close once.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
The ear.
Yeah.
He came close.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Joe. Joe Ostrowski. You can hear Joe weekday mornings with Sam Paniatovich on BetQL Daily, and then Sunday mornings with Jason LaConfora. And then Thursday afternoons with us. How about that? 803-0550. We'll talk about this Dawson Knox piece here as well as we continue your, if you will, keys to the game, or maybe one for Bills Chiefs coming up on Sunday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Kansas City's offense owns the game. They own the football. You're going to get 5 or 6 possessions in this football game, specifically if you're Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Every one of them is going to matter. Every one of them is going to count, just because you understand the game is getting shrunk by Kansas City, so you have to take advantage of every single time that you get the football.
Dan Orlowski, just in from NFL Network's Tom Pelissero. Harrison Butker will not play Sunday, the Chiefs kicker. He tweets, expected to miss 3 to 4 weeks and is likely headed to IR with a left knee injury. It's big.
Yep.
Makes everything.
That's one of the kickers that, you know, you think of when we're talking about Bass and the struggles, and a guy that makes everything and makes long ones, and like that's Butker. That's, if you think this is, a game like last year's playoff game, tight game, that could matter. I mean, he is a weapon for them. So I don't happen to know who their, if they have a practice squad kicker or, you know, what they're going to do here. But that's a big loss, I think, for them.
Yep. Me too. As I'm betting the Bills immediately.
Come on.
Well, listen. Have you learned nothing? -2.5. I feel like that the quarterback moves the line. Maybe a kicker like this would be second. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
All I want there is for the Bills to go from 2.5 to 3 or 3.5,
mm-hmm.
and then I can hedge it. But I think with this injury, there might be an opportunity there. We'll see if I'm right. Harrison Butker out.
Maybe coupled with news about optimism around Cooper, that those two things together, I don't know, a receiver like Cooper who's barely played for the Bills, I doubt on his own. But maybe, again, coupled with this news, maybe that you know, moves it a half point or a point.
I can't wait to find out.
stay tuned.
Like if it goes to 3.5... I'll hedge it.
Mm-hmm.
If not, also at 3. But there's a chance you win either way here.
Sure. There's always that chance.
The middle.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever won in the middle. Honestly, These days, believe it or not, despite how it sounds, I don't bet often enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not somebody, actually, let me say this first. I'm not somebody who bets like Monday morning or the advance lines and then comes back Sunday morning and like sees the movement. Like, all right, well, like I'm not that.
No, me either.
Involved.
No.
Although last week, so I was off Thursday, Friday. I'm blaming that. I'm blaming this on that. I threw my picks into you on a text and I went 0 for 4. All my NFL picks lost.
Got your college game right, though.
I got my college game right, but it was, you know, Friday, wherever I was in Canada. I was like, oh, Washington. So I throw my picks in. It was Saturday, maybe, but still. Willy-nilly, haphazard, poor form, all of it. 0-4. And I realized that on Monday morning. Like, Monday morning, I wake up. Like, oh, how did I do? Oh, I lost. Wow, I lost all four? Terrible. I also had placed two bets last week on Monday morning.
Whoa, for the following Sunday?
Yes.
Wow, I never do that.
It was this kind of thing. It was Atlanta, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Dallas. The speculation was bad on Prescott. Philadelphia was like -6. I'm like, if he doesn't play, that's going to go up. Eagles. So I bet the Eagles, and then I bet the Saints because there was news in that game too. There was some Olave, like the Olave injury, and
new coach bump.
New coach. That's right. That was more like Buster. Everybody is going to hate the Saints now. I'll take them. And they got badly outplayed, but I won. So, like in the same 5 minutes, like, oh,
yeah,
really? I lost all my picks? Oh, I won $50.
I don't think that Eagle line with Dallas last week moved that much because I took them in our picks and I think maybe 7.5.
I think 7.5 is where
only,
it got.
So, like, I thought it would be bigger than that. And that's one of the reasons I picked it for the picks because I thought, like, no Dak, and it's only 7.5. Philly's going to kill them. And they killed them.
But it was 6 or 6.5 on Monday morning.
Right, right.
So that's not typical for me to do.
Right.
It worked. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Would you rather lose $50 and win the picks? Not me. I'd rather win the money.
Sure. Same.
I'd rather lose the picks, right, even though it's out here in public, but win the money. That would be it. No Harrison Butker reportedly for the Chiefs Sunday or for, also reportedly, Tom Pelissero, 3 to 4 weeks. And what do you think? That's pretty big. We get Tyler Bass questions still today. Tyler Bass, how do you feel? Like, he's making kicks again. He's sort of seemingly kind of back. But fans are still wondering. We talked about, is it a watch? Is it a warning? One listener got it right. It's an advisory.
Ah.
That's the word we wanted when we were talking about that. Yep. It's not even a watch anymore, but there's still an advisory. So
you might want to watch soon. I think that's how I would describe an advisory. You might want to start watching soon.
I think yes. I think the Chiefs have a watch with this. I don't know who you go get. I mean, there are guys, but
sure. Yeah, I'm combing through here, and I guess I should just go to their page on Our Lads and see if they've got a kicker stash on their practice squad. I'm gonna go do that.
Do they have the practice squads on Our Lads?
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go get it right now.
I didn't know that.
Got it open here, Chiefs, and let me go see here. Oh, sorry, there's an ad for some Christmas sale for mattresses. Anybody interested? I can give you a phone number.
What did you click on?
No, I'm good. I do not see a kicker on their practice squad. No.
Time to get busy.
Yep, they're going to have to go find a guy.
They are signing Spencer Schrader off of the Jets practice squad.
Okay, there's an answer.
Who's that? I think that Haversick could have been interesting, the guy who was just here.
Yeah, right.
Would the kicker know the plays?
Give the Chiefs all the intel on the Bills. Well, at least their special teams, maybe.
Yeah, would you?
He'd tell them all Reed Ferguson's tricks about snapping.
Would the guy having some local knowledge about the Bills break ties there? Spencer Schrader was the Jets kicker last week.
Oh, sure, right. Zuerlein had been working with an injury, I think, and it had been kind of erratic even in the Bills game. He missed some. So
he went back to the practice squad, I guess, and he went 2 for 2 in field goals in that loss to Arizona. And went back to the practice squad, and the Chiefs just poached him. Wow. Heavy action.
Yep.
Dawson Knox against Kansas City. It's not huge. but it's something. Did I just close it? He had won the Sunday night game that the Bills won there. He had a huge play.
Right.
So he had like a 3-for-117 in one kind of game. Yeah. It's, you know, it's 2 or 3 catches per game.
Except
usually.
To say he had a big play right down the field, but then also caught. Is that the same game where he caught the pass at the pylon? A big touchdown late. He had a big touchdown late in one of the wins.
Different game.
Different game, okay. So that's why, see, I've got that in my head. I've got this big play you're thinking of. So I think Knox has had, you know, he's had some moments against the Chiefs.
Yep.
So,
That Sunday night game was like the one easy win for either team. Right. I guess the AFC Championship was pretty much like that.
Yeah.
So they each have one game that they won pretty easily. But that Sunday night, the Bills crushed them. I was asking you earlier, maybe a listener remembers this. I think there was a play in that game, and the Bills just like bullied them and won easily. This is 2021, Sunday night football, the rematch from the AFC Championship in Kansas City. The Bills won going away. I think there was a play in that game where Travis Kelce got popped like near the sideline, and there was a moment there where like, oh, wow, this is impressive. Like, the Bills are just physically beating up the Kansas City Chiefs in that game. But I couldn't remember, we couldn't remember who the player was, who did that.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Hyde, I don't know. But I think there was a play in that. I went looking for a highlight and couldn't find one.
Yeah. I definitely remember feeling that. Not necessarily specific to the Chiefs, but it would fit a night game. You know, we're all wound up and, you know, very, you know, just really on edge for a game like that. You know, just we're still sort of getting comfortable with the idea of the Bills being a contending team, right? And the Chiefs humbled them so badly in the AFC title game. So, like, we poured a lot, I think, into that game. And any sign of the Bills trying to assert themselves, I'm sure we – so I can't tell you – about it specifically, but I have no trouble believing it happened and that we all reacted like, oh, yeah, they're here for real today. It's probably a game where Diggs did that thing where he'd make a catch and then like take a couple of little stutter step, high step type things and then plow into somebody. like that kind of game. You can picture that with Diggs. I hope I did a decent job of describing what I'm thinking of there. So
it was early in the season, so he probably had a night.
right.
I'm going to go look for that now. Diggs, 2-for-69. Oh, well, not really.
Yep.
61-yard catch. So we'll see. Maybe Knox is – I picked him up in a fantasy league needing a tight end with the possibility of Kincaid out. We'll see what Sal Capaccio thinks at this point will happen with Kincaid. And Steve Palazzolo, by the way, on the – Butker news, Harrison Butker will miss the game for Kansas City just in with a knee injury. Palazzolo's comment was, well, maybe they'll be more aggressive on fourth down because they're always settling for these long field goals from him. He said, worse for end of half, end of game, but maybe better for the offense. One way to look at it. 803-0550, Sal at 5, the Sabres and the Blues pregame at 6:30 here on WGR. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, welcome back. Sal Capaccio in about 12 minutes. The latest on the injury report. Bills Chiefs Sunday, 4:25. Harrison Butker, the Kansas City kicker, likely to miss this game with a knee injury. That's just in the last half an hour. And they have signed a kicker from the Jets, Spencer Schrader, who kicked for the Jets Sunday in their loss to the Cardinals, to be active for the Chiefs this Sunday here. Bulldog, exciting times. It's time for Mike Schoep's Fresh Picks, brought to you by Umi Sushi and Seafood Buffet. Score big with Umi Sushi and Seafood Buffet, where every meal is a touchdown. All right. Say no more. A few things for you. Fresh, very fresh. The playoff picture. LA Chargers -500 to make it. In. They're in.
Yeah.
They host Cincinnati Sunday night. The Bengals would be a team chasing them. If the Bengals were to win, that would come down, of course. But the market loves the Chargers and kind of has all year. They have always been minus money, and now they are looking good. It's interesting to me that Cincinnati is plus money, 125. Denver is plus 200. Don't one of those teams go?
Yeah, I think so.
Or it's Indianapolis, or it's one of these Dolphins or Jets teams that people are kind of done with. So,
boy, that's a big one for the Bengals this week then with the Chargers mm-hmm. to get to 5-6 and, you know, see if they can start making some headway here. I mean, they've been right around where they are all year, right? Haven't they? Like 9-10, like in that range. They just can't, they can't make any headway.
Cincinnati plus 125 to make it, Denver plus 200, Indianapolis plus 220. You know, pick your favorite there, but it's plus money if you're right. Cincinnati seems not safe, but logical. Also, from the futures realm, if you happen to like Washington tonight, they're in a race with Philadelphia. But if they win, they would move ahead of the Eagles and have a road win in the series. Plus 180 to win that division. We talked to Joe Ostrowski. He does not like Washington in this game. But if you did, that's one way to play it. You could also probably get about the same price on the money line, I would think, if it's four, about that, plus 180. So that's an option for you. Fantasy-wise, so to try to pick something that isn't super obvious, this is kind of in the middle. It's not start Christian McCaffrey.
Go get this new Chiefs kicker.
It's also not...
Sorry. These are your fresh picks. And that
these
was,
are my
that
fresh
was,
picks.
That was, even though that's new news, that was a pretty stale joke.
I kind of liked, last week I kind of liked the idea of Curtis Samuel and started him in a couple places with Cooper and Coleman
out. It started
out
kind of promising.
It did, it, and needed, then it went
we
away.
We like that one big play, and then it would have been the Curtis Samuel game, but nope.
Marvin Mims for Denver last week had three rushes in the game, wide receiver, kick returner. I wonder if that's something that sort of tripped the wires with the Bills, and maybe Samuel, they might think, is a good option in that kind of way in this game. It wasn't huge yardage, but it was something Denver mm-hmm. incorporated into their offense. So not obvious, but not completely obscure. Cedric Tillman, it went a long way to get there. Cedric Tillman, Browns receiver. When Jameis Winston went in, it just kind of, when Cooper was traded, just sort of reset the Browns offense, and Winston loves to throw it. That's good for the likes of Tillman, Elijah Moore, maybe, Jerry Jeudy, maybe, and Njoku is fine as a tight end. Tillman, I think, is the one that's like the leader among the receivers, at least, on that team. It's Cleveland at New Orleans, revenge game for Jameis. Like to see just a shootout there. So I think he could, he does have starting value, in my opinion, Tillman, in most situations with the bye weeks here and everything. I think he's pretty playable. All right. Fresh picks right there.
Sorry, I'm just seeing from do you have a sponsor to read there?
No.
Are you done? Okay. Rich Cimini, long time on the Jets beat, just tweeted. I saw this because our friend Connor Rogers retweeted it, quote tweeted it. Just minutes ago, this is Cimini. Jets special teams coordinator Brant Boyer was praising Schrader, the kicker the Chiefs just claimed off the Jets practice squad, praising him, how he handled last week's game really well, and the kid's got a lot of talent. Gone.
Very Jets.
Very Jetsy.
Why was he sent back down, I wonder? Maybe they didn't put Zuerlein on IR or something?
Well, if they didn't put him on the active roster and it was just a call-up, then you go right back unless you want to put him on the roster. So they didn't decide to do that. So.
And Sal tells us about the practice squad that it's still optional, where the player can stay with, like, if the Jets wanted to promote him or something like that, but I guess they didn't want to do that. All right, speaking of Sal, he'll join us after the update. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.